Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Don Talk, episode 3. But I'm recording mad late as usual. It's like 3 in the morning. Welcome to the night shift. Shout out my grandma. It was her birthday yesterday, May 9th. I'm recording this mad late, May 10th. But yeah, she's 80 years old. That's crazy because she really doesn't look a day over 60. So yeah, but she's 80. That's just nuts to me. But I got a few topics today. I'm going to talk about 6ix9ine today. I want to talk about 6ix9ine. As y'all know, 6ix9ine just got out of jail, and the world has been turned up ever since he came out. I swear he's the best thing that's happened in 2020. 2 mil on the live. He beat out Tory Lanez, Quarantine Radio. 2 mil on the live. Who's telling him what? But yeah, man. How do y'all be hating on him? And I don't even know why. He's a cool guy. Like, he's great energy. His music isn't even that bad. It get me pretty lit. I'm not going to hold you, but you guys be hating because he told on people that wasn't really down for him in the first place. Those were not his friends. He ratted on people that were doing him filthy, stealing millions, his girl, tried to kill him, jumped him. Like, I'm not going down for people like that either. Are you crazy? So, I mean, he did snitch, but it was on people that was doing him filthy and wasn't really down for him from the beginning. So, I mean, I don't really care. They got what they deserve. How could you hate on such a lovable guy? Rainbow hair, colorful personality. Like, come on. Come on, man. He's 6ix9ine. The song was kind of lit, too. I'm not even going to lie. It kind of had me jumping a little bit. Leave it to the double dick thighs, twin sisters. Oh, my God. Tell me that didn't give you a little something. You guys got to go listen to that Gooba. That song was kind of lit. I'm not going to lie. The music video was tough. The shorties in the music video were tough. Need to watch that. It was pretty turnt. I'm not going to lie. And Meek Mill was pressed. I don't know what for, but, like, damn. And y'all got to realize, 6ix9ine was facing 50 years. 50 years behind bars. That's his whole life. And he's going to go to jail for 50 years for people that isn't really down for him? That's crazy. So I'm glad he got a nice little deal for himself, you know? He's still getting to the bag, getting shorties, like, living life. And he clearly doesn't care what anybody has to think. That's what I love about him. It's really 6ix9ine versus the world. Like, he does not care. That's great mentality. He need to chill, though, when he talk about who could bring in more people on alive. Because Beyonce stomping him out. I'm not even going to lie. Beyonce, Drake, doing him in. So, I don't know what he was talking about then. But, I mean, he got it. 2 mil on live, under an hour. That's crazy. He broke YouTube, too. That's crazy. But Beyonce's doing him in. So, let's talk about some other artists and other music that came out. Taco Tuesday, Migos. I'm pretty sure y'all have heard that, like, before it actually dropped, but that's cold. That song was cold. It had me lit, jumping around. It's the Migos, you know, to be expected. So what do I give that? 1 out of 10? Maybe 7, 8. It's not their best, but, you know, the Migos literally made a song about Taco Tuesday, and it was fire. So, I mean, they can pretty much make a song out of anything. But who's next on the list? Dirk, his album was poop. I'm not hearing it. I like Dirk as an artist. I didn't really like the last album, and to be honest, I don't think he's been good since Signs to the Streets 3. But, you know, this album, it was really poop. And, you know, a lot of people were like, yeah, I like the album. It was a good album. I don't see how it was a good album. I went through every song. I only downloaded 3 out of 15. That's 1/3. If I'm bad at math, so if that's wrong, don't get on me. But the album was not good. He needs to write more love songs about India because that's when he really be at his best. And, yeah, that just has me in my bag, and it's great music. But this, it wasn't good. I mean, if you like it, that's cool. But me personally, no bueno. Next album we're going to talk about is Kalani's album. And as you know, it's a banger. Janae, great feature. Tory Lanez, great feature. Great music, great album. That's really all there is to say about that. I mean, I don't know why YG would cheat on her. I don't get it, but she obviously took that energy and put it into this album because it was tough. Next album we're going to talk about was probably the best album of that night by Nav. Such an underrated artist. I don't get it, but Good Intentions was heat. Oh my God. This album was fire. From the jump, had me in my bag. Great album. He went from Bad Habits to Good Intentions. Like, come on, bro. That's art. First lyric of the first song, I got bad habits, but I still got good intentions. Had me in my bag from the jump. Then when I got to Pop Smoke, I'm not gonna lie, like, that song made me miss him. OT. I felt like he was still here. Like, that song had me lit, too. I was like, damn. I wish he was still here because he was tough. He was going to be great. And then not only that, on the last song of the album, he had to put On the Road to Getting Everything That I Wanted, I Lost a Lot of So-Called Friends. Oh, my God. If that's not bag talk, I don't know what is. Like, let me not even get started because I'm going to hop in my Birkin and I'm not going to be able to get out. I give this album 9 out of 10. It wasn't his best album, but it was great album. It was heat, don't get me wrong, but it was my favorite. I did like Bad Habits more than this one, but it was fire. It was definitely the best album of the night. Shout out Christian. He's going to be tight that I gave it 9 out of 10, but big Nav fan over there. But Nav is an underrated artist. I don't know why he doesn't get more love, but he's dope. Next album we're going to talk about is Lil TJ's album. Lil TJ was in my top 5 artists at one point. Like, I really enjoy Lil TJ's music. A lot of his songs be talking to me. Hold On, FN, like, he's a really tough artist. But this album, terrible. Like, when I saw the song list, I was like, oh, this album's about to be heat. I saw the features. He had J Guapo, J Critch, J.I., Chef G. I was like, oh, this album's about to be a banger. And then I listened to it, and it was just not good. And I was like, yo, what is going on? And I feel like it's because of all the drama that he's in. Like, it's taken away from the music. He needs to start focusing on his music again because it was downhill. It's going downhill. And I feel like, you know, first of all, that Ruby Rose stunt that he pulled was not valid. Like, you're going to beast for shorty and then fly her out and, you know, clip and not pay for the flight back? Like, come on, bro. Like, you're making everybody else look bad. But those are the type of guys you guys like. So, I mean, he's probably doing something right. But that wasn't valid. I was like, damn, man, that's not cool. I would have been sick, too. What he needs to stop doing, though, is stop talking crazy about A Boogie. A Boogie, my second favorite artist behind Drake. And this is with no bias. A Boogie is probably the top artist in New York. So he really needs to stop talking crazy because he can't go hit for hit with him. And I'm not going to hold you. Like, I just don't understand why he would even try it. He's talking crazy about Ella. Like, come on, bro. Stay in your lane. Got me tight when I heard all that. I was like, what, bro? Like, what are you talking about? Got me mad. But, yeah, other than that, bro, Lil TJ just need to get back on his stuff, you know. Get back in the studio, work on some stuff. But, yeah. And while we're talking about A Boogie, I'm pretty sure he said he was going to drop the deluxe part of his album like 3 weeks ago. And he still hasn't dropped anything. Like, he's getting me tight because he's always teasing, like, talking about, I got y'all this Friday. I got y'all next week. They never drops it. Like, at this point, he might as well just make it a second album. Like, it's getting me tight. Like, come on, bro. Like, just drop it already. Getting me mad. But, yeah. They just lucky. All these artists that I just spoke about, they're just lucky they didn't drop on the same day as Dark Lane demo tapes. Because Drake's album was a banger. It was talking to me. Every song was talking to me. Great album. Had me in my bag the whole night. It was tough. They're just, you know, he's the sixth guy. What are you going to do? But we're not even going to talk about Drake because I could have a whole episode about Drake. I mean, all his albums are hits. Like, Views. If you're reading This Is Too Late, Thank Me Later, like, you can't even pick a favorite album. There's so much to choose from. He's probably the best artist of this generation, and that's no bias, like, all seriousness. But, yeah, That's just the facts. Before I leave, though, I do want to talk about Baby's Deluxe, Lil Baby, because his Deluxe was fire, too. I'm not even going to talk about that, but his Deluxe was fire, too. But, yeah, thanks for tuning into Don Talk Episode 3. Peace.